students are getting arrested for protesting the Israel-Gaza war. This summer could break heat records. And archaeologists found some very old cherries at Mount Vernon. That's some of what we'll get to on The 7 from The Washington Post. I'm Hannah Jewell. It's Tuesday, April 23rd. Let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. Number 1. Dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters were arrested at Yale and NYU yesterday. NYPD officers made arrests after school administrators requested their assistance yesterday. NYU faculty were among those arrested, according to a faculty group. Hundreds of protesters then gathered outside the NYPD headquarters. Earlier in the day, Yale said 47 of its students were also arrested. The Ivy League school in Connecticut said they would be referred for disciplinary action. That could include suspension. Demonstrations have also spread to other campuses across the country, including MIT and UC Berkeley. They were fueled by the arrests of over 100 people at Columbia University last week. Columbia continues to face criticism over its response to those protests. School leaders were questioned on Capitol Hill last week by lawmakers who claimed the protests were anti-Semitic. Others say the crackdowns are denying students' right to free speech. Number 2. Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York heard opening statements yesterday. The government's opening statement focused on tying Trump's alleged doctoring of financial records to the 2016 presidential election. Lawyers argued that Trump paid the adult film actress Stormy Daniels ahead of the election to keep news of their alleged affair away from voters. This is a crucial part of their case. To convict Trump of a felony, prosecutors need to link Trump's alleged falsification of business records to a wider conspiracy to influence the election. David Pecker is a former tabloid publisher. He was called as the trial's first witness. Prosecutors say he helped Trump to keep stories about his sex life from surfacing. Pecker will face more questions today. And the judge will hold a hearing on whether Trump violated a court gag order. Number 3. The Supreme Court appeared divided about penalizing homelessness. Yesterday, justices heard arguments about whether governments can enforce laws against people sleeping outside when they have nowhere else to go. Some justices criticized the idea and asked where people are supposed to sleep in cities that don't have enough shelter beds. Other justices suggested that elected officials and lawmakers, and not judges, should be setting local rules for dealing with homelessness. Aiden Hill is a community advocate. He spoke about the case to the Associated Press at a rally yesterday in San Francisco.
Homelessness is not a crime, that people on the streets need housing and support, and that by putting, you know, penalties on them, showing fines on them, that's not going to get them in housing. That's actually going to make the problem worse.
The court's ruling in this case is expected this summer, and it could change how the country deals with record high levels of homelessness. If you'd like to dig deeper into this story, check out yesterday's episode of Post Reports, wherever you get your podcasts. Number 4. Baltimore claimed the ship that struck the Key Bridge was unseaworthy. The Dolly is the cargo ship that lost power and struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge last month. It caused the bridge to collapse, killing 6 construction workers. Yesterday in court filings, city attorneys said that the owner and operator of the Dolly should pay for the bridge collapse. They said it was caused by negligence of the vessel's crew and shoreside management. In their filings, they pointed to an AP story that said the ship had electrical issues before it left port. The FBI opened a criminal probe into the bridge collapse last week. This summer could be especially hot in the U.S., That's number 5. A new National Weather Service forecast said this could be the hottest summer on record. The expected heat is linked to the probable switch from the El Niño to the La Niña climate pattern by the summer's second half. La Niña has a small cooling effect on the planet overall, but it's boosted summer heat in the U.S. That's especially true in recent years, when human-caused climate change has also fueled higher temperatures. hotter than normal conditions are forecast almost everywhere, except for a small part of the northern plains. The highest odds for a hot summer stretch from Texas into the Pacific Northwest, as well as much of the Northeast. You can check your area's outlook in a map in our newsletter. Just follow the link in our show notes. Number 6. Nestle adds more sugar to baby food that's sold in poorer countries. That's according to a recent report by a nonprofit group. It found that Nestle products sold in lower-income countries had up to 7.3 grams of added sugar per serving. That's compared to the same food sold in Europe, which often contained no added sugar. The nonprofit that published this report said this contributes to an increase in obesity and leads children to develop a lifelong preference for sugary products. Nestle said yesterday that its recipes vary across countries due to local rules and available ingredients. But both the CDC and the World Health Organization say that children younger than 2 shouldn't have any added sugars. Two centuries-old bottles of cherries were found at George Washington's home. That's number 7. The bottles were recently unearthed at Mount Vernon in Virginia. They're about 250 years old, but they still have some cherries and sticky residue inside. At first, archaeologists wondered if the contents might be the remnants of a colonial drink called Cherry Bounce. That was made with brandy, spices, sugar, and cherry juice. And apparently, the first U.S. president and his wife Martha were very fond of it. But now the archaeologists think the cherries were just preserved for eating. These bottles are effectively time capsules. The cherries were probably picked in the 1770s, possibly before the Revolutionary War. And the archaeologists think there may be more undiscovered bottles buried nearby. So excavations will continue over the next few weeks to see what other buried treasures they might find. That's the show for today. If you're liking the podcast, you should leave us a friendly review or a rating wherever you're listening. Then call your entire family and tell them to listen too. They'll love it. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll meet you back here tomorrow.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.